Hello and welcome to Following the Truth. This is Gary Zimak. It is the month of October. That means it's time for a new episode of the program. Today, we're going to be talking about, the most neglected person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit. How many times do we forget of the Holy Spirit's power in our life? The very Spirit that helped Jesus to do and say what he did and what he said, that Spirit lives within us. We're going to talk about the Holy Spirit today, and we're going to look for ways that we can unleash the Holy Spirit in our lives so that we can become more like Jesus. How does that sound? Does that sound like a plan? Well, that's what we're going to do on the program today. It's great to be back here in the studios of Holy Spirit Radio. We do this program once each month. We air it on the first Friday at 11 a.m., and then the rebroadcast airs on the following day on Saturday at 2 p.m. So you get two chances to hear it. And then if that's not enough, and it probably is, but if that's not enough, you can even download the podcast. Again, I'm Gary Zimak, and I have the pleasure of coming here once each month to record this program and to help you to follow the truth of Jesus Christ through his Catholic Church. I mean, what a sweet deal we have as Catholics. And I want to say that I would love to come out to your parish to speak. I'm a local guy. I live in the Philadelphia suburbs, and I would love to come out to your parish and speak. All you need to do is visit my website, followingthetruth.com. You can see some examples of the talks that I can give. Truth.com. I think I may have one possibly opening for the Lenten season for 2017. Praise God, I've received a lot of speaking engagements for Lent, but let me know if you want me to come in for Lent. I still have a few openings this year, too, so maybe an Advent talk. I'd love to come to your parish, gary@followingthetruth.com. Here's what I like to do, and, you know, this is so appropriate, especially since we're speaking about the Holy Spirit. Let's begin today's program in prayer, which is always a good idea because you get a much better show that way when we pray. But let's pray to the Holy Spirit today since we're talking about him. This is St. Augustine's prayer to the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may be all holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me then, O Holy Spirit, that I am all that I always may be holy. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And you know, I think that so many times we forget just how simple it is to get the Holy Spirit to work in our lives. And we'll talk more about this throughout the course of the hour. You know, this show is designed to give you hope, to lift you up, and to help you remember that the Lord is with you. No matter what you do, no matter what you're going through, the Lord is with you, and he gives you his Holy Spirit. So you have the Holy Spirit if you have been baptized and confirmed. You have the Holy Spirit and all of his gifts living inside of you. Now, let me tell you something. That is an incredible blessing. But just like Jesus will not force his way into your life, the Holy Spirit won't force his way into your life. We can ignore the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and we do it all the time. We have what we need. We have the full power of the Holy Spirit living in us, but we don't have to listen to him. So many times we get ideas, and we write them off thinking that'll never work, or I don't like that, or that's not going to make me comfortable. Oftentimes, that's the Holy Spirit, and we're ignoring him. So we want to get better used to hearing him speak so that we get a feeling. We know that it is the Holy Spirit, and we also want to unleash his power in our lives. So let's talk a little bit about this. So we have the Holy Spirit living in us. He lives in us, but how do we know that he's working in our lives? I think that's a very common question that we have. How do I know the Holy Spirit? I don't feel him. I can't see him. How do I know that he's working in our lives? Well, I think the simplest way is to look at the fruit that's being produced, the fruit that's being produced in our lives. Now, what is the fruit of the Holy Spirit? Well, we can go to Galatians 5:22, and we learn that the fruit of the Spirit is this: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Are you as uncomfortable as I am right now? Right? You look at that list. Love, joy, peace, patience. You may be getting impatient because I'm taking too long reading the list, right? I mean, we do that. Patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. They're the fruits of the Holy Spirit. By those things, I can tell if the Holy Spirit's working in my life. Well, man, I'm in bad shape. But that's what we need to remember. Each one of us bears fruit by what we say and by what we do. And that's exactly what Jesus said in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7. He talks about the fruit that we bear, our actions, our thoughts, what we say. That's fruit. Is it good fruit? Not always. So look, let's examine, let's make this even more painful. As if this is not painful enough, let's make it a little bit more painful. What do you say, Dave? Dave is here assisting me. Let's make this even more painful, because I think sometimes we need a little pain in our life. As they say, no pain, no gain. We need to understand where we're going wrong, where we deviate, and we all do. We deviate from the plan. We don't necessarily live out the life that the Lord wants us to live, but we might as well figure that out now before we reach our judgment day. Let's figure it out so we can work on it. Let's look at each of the fruits of the Holy Spirit and see where we measure up. Okay, the first one is love. Is there someone you can't forgive? Do you pray for your enemies? See, this isn't easy. It's very easy to love those who love us back, to love the lovable people in our lives. But how about the unlovable people? It's not easy, is it? Okay. Joy. Do you always feel joyful? How about on Monday morning? How about when you first wake up? How about when you're really tired at the end of the day? Always joyful? No, maybe not always. Okay. Peace. Now, this is a topic near and dear to my heart as the leading Catholic speaker on overcoming anxiety. Let me ask you this. Do you ever find yourself worrying? That's not exactly the Holy Spirit working, is it? Patience. You ever get annoyed? Traffic. Standing in line. Somebody tells you a story that's lasting too long, right? We don't do a good job with this sometimes. Kindness. How do you treat your annoying coworkers? What about those demanding customers? What about your family members, your husband, your wife, your children? Are you patient with them all the time? Or, I'm sorry, are you kind to them all the time? Goodness. How often do you sin? We all do it, don't we? Faithfulness. Are you faithful to the Lord? No doubt about it, He's faithful to you, but are you always faithful to Him? Do you always say your prayers? Do you ever resort to worrying instead of praying? Gentleness. How gentle are you when correcting others? How about those who don't share your political or your religious views? It's a little painful, isn't it? Do you ever go to try to evangelize, share the good news with somebody, and they reject you? What do? You get mad at them sometimes, don't you? Come on, I know, I do it too. It's hard. Gentleness. And how about the final one? Self-control. Do you ever regret eating more than you should? How about an email that you regret sending? How about giving in to temptation? So I think you get it at this point. We all fall victim to this. The fruits of our life don't necessarily reflect the actions of the Holy Spirit. So obviously, there's something else that we have to do. And that's what I was getting at the start of the show. Just because you have the Holy Spirit living in you doesn't mean that He's going to take over your life and do everything for you. He's not. He waits for you to invite Him. So that's something else that's missing, right? That's what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about how we can unleash the Holy Spirit, how we can let the Holy Spirit really work through us in a very, very powerful way. So let's start with the definition, right? I like to keep things basic because I think the concept of the Holy Spirit, it's somewhat mysterious for a lot of different reasons. And we'll talk about the fact that so many of us don't have a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit, or personal friendship is more appropriate. Are you friends with the Holy Spirit? And we'll talk about why that's difficult. But first, let's look at the Holy Spirit. Who is the Holy Spirit? According to the Catechism of the Catholic Church, the Holy Spirit is the third divine person of the Blessed Trinity. More specifically, it's the Holy Spirit is the personal love of Father and Son for each other. So I know that gets a little deep. It gets a little fuzzy when we picture the love between the Father and the Son. That's the Holy Spirit. And that love is so strong that it becomes a person. And that person, that third person of the Trinity, lives within you. And I'll tell you what, that is an incredibly powerful concept. Now, here's what we need to remember, too, about the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to try to keep this simple, but I want to explain some concepts so that you understand, that you get a good idea of the Holy Spirit and how He can work in your life. That's the point of this show, because let's face it, if you have in you that Spirit that led Jesus, and you can let that Spirit start to work in your life, you are going to be in great shape. At the baptism of Jesus, and we can read about this in Matthew's Gospel, Matthew chapter 3 tells us that the Spirit descended upon Jesus when He was baptized. And after His baptism, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Think about that for a minute. The Holy Spirit led Jesus to be tempted by the devil. Now, that's an incredibly powerful thing for you to keep in mind. Jesus was being led by the Spirit. There's something we can learn from the fact that Jesus was tempted by the devil. And one thing we can learn is the fact that if the devil tempted Jesus, you think he's not going to tempt us? So we need to look at him realistically. We don't want to give him too much credit, but we have to understand that he's real. The devil is real, and he's trying to get you to sin. He's going to lie to you. He's going to fool you. He's going to do whatever he can. The only thing you need to remember is he does not have power over you. And that's a really important thing to remember. He can fool you, but he can't force you to do anything. So keep that in mind. And if Jesus was tempted by the devil, so are you. Therefore, here's another thing to keep in mind. Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. So sometimes the Holy Spirit is going to take you down a path that you would probably rather not go down. It's not because he wants to torture you. It's because somehow you'll benefit from this. Jesus also rejoiced in the Holy Spirit. We see this in Luke's Gospel, chapter 10, verses 21 through 22. He rejoiced in the Holy Spirit, and he prayed spontaneously to his Father. The Holy Spirit moved Jesus to pray to his Father. Do you ever struggle with prayer? We all struggle with prayer at times. The Holy Spirit can pray in us. You see all these powerful things the Spirit can do? The Holy Spirit can help you to think, to act, and to pray with the mind of Jesus. That's unbelievable. I've got to say that again because it's so important. The Holy Spirit can help you to think, to act, and to pray with the mind of Jesus. And through His grace, the Holy Spirit, this is from the Catechism, through His grace, the Holy Spirit is the first to awaken faith in us and to communicate to us the new life, which is to know the Father and the one whom He sent, Jesus Christ. That was a little bit wordy. Let me read that again. Through His grace, the Holy Spirit is the first to awaken faith in us and to communicate to us the new life, which is to know the Father and the one whom He sent, Jesus Christ. Through the Holy Spirit, you are able to know Jesus, and you're able to know your Heavenly Father. I mean, that's something I don't think we spend enough time thinking about, but in all honesty, we should think about that more. The Holy Spirit is very powerful, and every time you feel, well, maybe I should pray more. Maybe I should pray now. And whether or not you do it, when you get that feeling, guess who that is? That's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is motivating you or giving that little nudge that we all need from time to time to help us to remember that we need to pray. We need to get back in touch with our Heavenly Father. St. Irenaeus said this about the Holy Spirit. Those who bear God's Spirit are led to the Word, with a capital W, that is to the Son, and the Son presents them to the Father. Pretty amazing. If you have the Holy Spirit, you are led through that Holy Spirit to Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ presents you to the Father. So you are not only in a relationship with Jesus Christ, you'll hear a lot of times, and I talk about this a lot, and in fact, my latest book is about this subject, You can become personal friends with Jesus Christ, but you can also and should also become personal friends with God the Father and the Holy Spirit. So that is even more amazing. And this is legitimate. I'm not just giving you a bunch of pie-in-the-sky theology. This is nuts and bolts. This is what we can do every day. We can be friends with our Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Amazing, isn't it? We're going to talk more about that. I want to go to a song right now. This song is it's from my buddy, Marty Rotella. Marty's a local guy. He lives in New Jersey. I met him. Boy, I'll tell you what, it's hard to remember now. I met him at a retreat at my parish several years ago, and it was when I was trying to discern full-time ministry. And I was talking to Marty. This was before it ever was even a possibility in my mind, but I started getting these ideas about, should I work for the Lord in some way full-time? That was the thought I got. Marty really inspired me. He's a great singer-songwriter. He does a lot of work around the country proclaiming the good news. He wrote a song called Spirit. And I think this is a good way to get us started. It's going to get the blood flowing a little bit. We got to get up. We got to move. We got to dance. Spirit by Marty Rotella. We're going to get that going. And you need to remember that the Holy Spirit is alive and He wants to work in your life.
Be my words, lift me up.
Spirit by Marty Rotella. You are listening to Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimak. We are here on Holy Spirit Radio on the first Friday of every month at 11 a.m. We rebroadcast the show on the following day, Saturday at 2 p.m. Glad to have you with me here on the show. We're talking about the Holy Spirit this month, and I entitled this show, Come Holy Spirit, because what we need to do, and this is the objective of this program, we need to let the Holy Spirit do His thing, and we have to get out of His way, because I think too many times we don't do that. As we looked in the first segment at the fruits of the Holy Spirit, in our lives, we don't often see those fruits being visible. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. It doesn't mean that the Holy Spirit doesn't want to work through us. It just means that sometimes we block Him or we don't fully invite Him to really take hold inside of us and to go to work. Let me tell you, if you do that, if you start to get used to letting the Holy Spirit work in your life, you will look more and more Christ-like to other people. And that's what we want to do as Christians. We want to have people look at us and see Jesus. And that's challenging. That's challenging. But let's take it a step further and discuss this whole idea of the Holy Spirit. And why is it? The Holy Spirit is a person. The Holy Spirit is a divine person. He's one of the three persons of the Blessed Trinity. But why is it that we struggle to have a personal friendship with the Holy Spirit? After all, He's a person. We can have a personal friendship with Him. Why do we struggle? Well, for one thing, He's invisible. And I think that really gets in the way. If you and I were to strike up a friendship, we can see one another, you know, and we look like people do. We have flesh. You know, we may look different as people, but we all basically look like people. So therefore, I don't have a problem recognizing that you're a person and vice versa. You can recognize me as a person. The Holy Spirit's invisible. So that's a problem. What's another problem? He doesn't even have a real name. You know, we can get used to saying the Father and the Son. We can picture that. But the Holy Spirit, it feels weird to say, Holy Spirit, hi, Holy Spirit, how are you doing today? But the more you do it, the more you get used to talking to Him, the easier it will become. And let's talk about this now. Let's continue down this discussion path. He's also represented in Scripture and in our Catholic doctrine as wind, a dove, or fire. I don't know too many people who look like wind or doves or fire, right? So this is challenging. And furthermore, we don't understand His role. But if we look, right, because sometimes you think, well, what does the Holy Spirit do in my life? Why do I really need Him? And is He helping me to decide what should I do? Is He controlling me? How do I know? I'm thinking something. Is this the Holy Spirit? Well, if we go to Sacred Scripture and we look at Romans chapter 5, verse 5, we learn something really important. Now think about this for a minute. These are the words of St. Paul in his letter to the Romans. God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. God's love is poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. So when you think about that, you have God's love poured into your heart. You can love with God's love in your heart because of the Holy Spirit. That's one of those Bible verses that really blows you away if you allow yourself to think about it. So that's something to consider. The role of the Holy Spirit, He's helping you to live like Jesus lived. And if you get used to that and let Him work, there's going to be no stopping you. Another potential problem that gets in the way with us becoming friends with the Holy Spirit is that even though He's God, we don't typically pray to Him. I would ask you, do you normally pray to the Holy Spirit? And here's what the Catechism of the Catholic Church has to say about that. This is paragraph 2670 from the Catechism. The Church invites us to call upon the Holy Spirit every day, especially at the beginning and the end of every important action. So the Church invites us to call upon the Holy Spirit at the beginning and end of every important action. And the Church emphasizes that we should be doing this every day. Are you doing it? Now, probably not. You're probably not doing it as much as you should, because this is something I struggle with. We need to do this more. We need to call upon the Holy Spirit. Here's another problem when it comes to our friendship with the Holy Spirit. We just don't think it's possible to be friends with the Holy Spirit. But because the Holy Spirit is a person, you can get to know him. You can have a personal friendship with him. He's an extremely close friend because he lives within us. And just as we can pray to the Father and the Son, we can pray to the Holy Spirit. Here's a quote from St. Cyril of Jerusalem. St. Cyril said this, "The Spirit comes with the tenderness of a true friend and protector to save, to heal, to teach, to counsel, to strengthen, and to console. He really is a great friend, and he lives inside of you." You're listening to Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimek, and I think it's time to go to another song. Now, if you're like me, if you're in my age group, maybe a little older, you definitely know this song. This is one of those beautiful traditional Catholic hymns. I think it's a perfect one that we use today. The name of this song is Come Holy Ghost. The version that I'm playing here is by the Daughters of St. Paul. And I'll tell you what, rather than just listen to this as a song, make it a prayer. Let's turn this into a prayer and let's say together, Come Holy Ghost. This is the Daughters of St. Paul. Make this your prayer. Come Holy Ghost. And that was Come Holy Ghost by the Daughters of St. Paul. You are listening to Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimek with you here on Holy Spirit Radio. If I can be of service to you in any way, if you'd like me to come out to speak to your parish, if you have any questions about what we're talking about today, which is the Holy Spirit, shoot me an email at gary@followingthetruth.com. You can find out more about the work that I do by visiting my website, followingthetruth.com. Let's take a look at some biblical examples of the Holy Spirit in action. I think it's important to focus on the apostles and look at their lives. If we look at their lives before they received the Holy Spirit and after, we're going to see a drastic difference. In John chapter 20, John's Gospel chapter 20, beginning in verse 19, here's what we see. And this is the evening of the day when our Lord rose from the dead. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being shut where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Now, remember, the disciples are hiding for fear of the Jews. They completely panicked, and they're in hiding. Why? Because they're afraid. We know these guys. They're basically cowards. We've seen this story over and over again. But then in verse 21, Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them, and he said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Now, there are a few things going on here. The one important thing to, well, actually the first important thing to recognize is that Jesus is giving them the Holy Spirit at this point. In a very special way, he is also instituting the sacrament of penance. He's giving them the ability, the authority to forgive sins. This is really powerful what's taking place here. Now remember, these guys are in hiding. They're afraid. Jesus breathes on them and gives them the Holy Spirit. This gift is going to be completed in a larger way. This is really the gift given to his apostles, but he's going to give it to the church in a bigger way in Acts chapter 2. Let me read this. Acts chapter 2, flipping through my Bible here. You can probably hear that. Acts chapter 2, verses beginning in verse 1, the coming of the Holy Spirit. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place, and suddenly a sound came from heaven like the rush of a mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them tongues as of fire, distributed and resting on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. This is pretty amazing that we see the Holy Spirit not just descending upon the apostles at this point, but really on everybody present. This is the early church receiving on Pentecost Sunday the gift of the Holy Spirit. But I want to focus on the apostles because it's important to notice when you look throughout the pages of the Gospels, you're going to see numerous times where these guys just didn't cut it. They were cowards. They didn't understand anything Jesus said. I mean, over and over and over again, they look really silly. Like, you know, they don't know what they're doing. But once they received the Holy Spirit, everything began to change because the tradition of our church holds that all of the apostles, with obviously the exception of Judas, who hung himself after betraying Jesus, and St. John, who was boiled in oil but actually lived, they all died as martyrs. They all went out to different regions to spread the good news, to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. There is no way that would have happened without the assistance, without the help of the Holy Spirit. What an amazing transformation. We have knuckleheads in the beginning, right? All of a sudden, they are transformed by the Holy Spirit, and they are willing to die for their faith, for Jesus Christ. That same Holy Spirit that enabled them to do that, that Holy Spirit lives in you. And doesn't it make you feel good? Now, you might say, well, there's no way that I feel capable or willing to die for my faith, but you've got that Spirit in you. And we want to continue to ask that Holy Spirit, to ask that Holy Spirit to come and work in us so that when we go out into the world, people will not see us, but they're going to see Jesus. I mean, this is something you and I have to do. We have the power. The power of the Holy Spirit rests in us. Okay, I think it's time for another song here on Following the Truth. This song is called, these are some cool songs. I like, a lot of these are not typically songs you hear. This one is called Holy Spirit. How appropriate is that? By Francesca Battistelli. I like this song. This is a relatively new song, totally different than the past one we played, Come Holy Ghost, but the message is really good. This is about letting the Holy Spirit work in your life. This is Come Holy Spirit by Francesca Battistelli. Remember, that Holy Spirit lives in you and me.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord, I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be to be overcome by your presence, Lord.
Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. I loved when she said that. You know, that's something we all need to think about. Is the Holy Spirit welcome in your life, to act in your life? It's a question that we should be really asking ourselves every day. I'm Gary Zimek. You're listening to Following the Truth here on Holy Spirit Radio. Great to be here with you once again this month. We're here every month on the first Friday of the month at 11 a.m. with a rebroadcast at 2 p.m. on the following day, Saturday. We're talking about the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit can work in our lives if we give Him the permission. And I talked a little bit about the apostles, the example of their lives. They're cowards before they receive the Holy Spirit. They get the Holy Spirit, and then they are willing to go out and give their lives for the Lord. And I think that if we look at ourselves, the question arises, well, okay, that was them. What can the Holy Spirit do for you and me? We're regular people. We're not necessarily the apostles, even though we're all called as Christians to be disciples, to be followers of Jesus. What can the Holy Spirit do for me? I think one of the great lines that we, the great quotes we can look at is John 14, verses 25 through 26. This is what Jesus said. This is what the words of Jesus. "These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you. But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, who the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to remembrance all that I have said to you." One of the great blessings that we have received from Jesus is not just a good set of notes. You know, he didn't just say, "Here's my quotes. I want you guys to take good notes and remember what I said." No, he said, "Here's what I'm going to do. I'm not only going to say and do certain things," and praise God, these actions of Jesus, they're preserved in sacred scripture, but he said, "Furthermore, I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit's going to remind you of what I did and said and help you in every possible situation." So you've got that Holy Spirit given to you by Jesus. I mean, I'll tell you what a fantastic gift. Also from the Catechism, the moral life of Christians is sustained by the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Did you catch that? The moral life of Christians is sustained by the gifts of the Holy Spirit. These are permanent dispositions which make man docile in following the promptings of the Holy Spirit. So you and I, we could be pretty stubborn at times. We're going to fight against the Holy Spirit. We've got these gifts of the Holy Spirit to help us. You're listening to Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimak here on Holy Spirit Radio. I want to cut to another song right now because we talked about the Holy Spirit enabling you to think like Jesus and act like Jesus. This is an old traditional, not that old, but I remember this growing up. This is a song by Marty Hagen. The name of the song is "Eye Has Not Seen." There's a line in here that just really hit me. And when I thought that I was doing a show about the Holy Spirit, I said, you know what? I got to use this song. And I think that was the Holy Spirit telling me to use this song. So right now, let's go to that "Eye Has Not Seen" by Marty Hagen. And I want you to listen to the words. I'll be back on the other side. We'll talk more about it. "Eye Has Not Seen."
Spirit of love, come give us the sing a mystery from the past. It calls where saints have trod, yet ever new the music brings to Jesus' living song of God. I has not seen, he has not
I Has Not Seen by Marty Hagen. Did you catch the line, give us the mind of Jesus? Referring to the Holy Spirit, give us the mind of Jesus, teach us the wisdom of God. I mean, what a cool concept that is. We need that. We need that in our lives. How many times are you faced with a decision trying to determine, does God want me to do this? Or what should I do in a given situation? We have the Holy Spirit to help us with that. My name is Gary Zimek. You're listening to Following the Truth. This is our October edition of the program, and we're talking about the Holy Spirit. I'm going to read something else from the Catechism of the Catholic Church. This is from paragraph 1831 of the Catechism. What I'm trying to do is give you a good understanding about why the Holy Spirit is important and how you can better get the Holy Spirit to work in your life. That's what I'm going for here today. Here's what the Church teaches in the Catechism. The seven gifts of the Holy Spirit are wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, and fear of the Lord. They belong in their fullness to Christ, Son of David. They complete and perfect the virtues of those who receive them. They make the faithful docile in readily obeying divine inspirations. And that's what we were getting at before, when I talked about the idea that sometimes you're going to get an idea, you'll feel, maybe I should do this. Maybe I should reach out and call this person. Maybe I should say this. Maybe I should do that. And oftentimes what happens is we ignore these ideas. Well, we want to be careful about ignoring things like that because they could, not necessarily, but they could be coming from the Holy Spirit. How do you know? The best thing to do if you're not sure is, first of all, you've got to get to know the Holy Spirit. And you've got to understand the types of things that the Holy Spirit would say or would not say. That really is the basis of a friendship. If you have a close friend, I know it's that way with my wife, Eileen. If you tell me Eileen said something, I'll know right off the bat if it's something that she would have never said because I know her really well. So the better you know the Holy Spirit, the better you will be able to understand whether an inspiration or an idea is coming from him or coming from you or coming from the evil one even. I mean, it could happen. So you got to get to know the Holy Spirit, invite him into your life, invite him to work in your life. And as he works in your life, you will get to know him better. And, you know, you could always fall back on the strategy of Mother Angelica. One of the things Mother Angelica felt was that every time she got an idea, she assumed it was from the Holy Spirit because, you know, keep in mind, she knew Jesus very well. She knew the Holy Spirit. She knew the Father because she was praying constantly. She would try these ideas out. And she said, if the idea works, if it's from God, everything will work out with maybe a few glitches, but things will basically work out. If it's not from him, if it's not coming from the Holy Spirit, it's not going to work. So sometimes you have to try it in order to find out. We're going to go to one final song before we close out here. The name of this song is Breathe On Us by Carrie Job. This is all about the Holy Spirit. This is a little up-tempo, and it's going to get you going a little bit, get you excited. Breathe On Us. Holy Spirit, breathe on us. Come into our lives.
Forever.
Breathe On Us by Carrie Jobe. You're listening to Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimak. We're just about ready to wrap up this month's episode of the program. I want to let you know, if you have any questions, you can always email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. I invite you to visit my website, followingthetruth.com. I'm a full-time Catholic evangelist. I go out and speak around the United States and Canada proclaiming the good news, and I want to come to your parish. I want to bring the good news of Jesus Christ to your parishioners. So if you're interested, visit my website, followingthetruth.com, to see a few samples of my talks and find out how to bring me to your parish. And my major topic that I speak about is overcoming anxiety with the help of Jesus Christ. So if you're getting a little anxious and you need a little reassurance, no problem. I'd love to come and visit. In the meantime, you let me know if there's anything I can do for you. God willing, I'll be back here again in the studios of Holy Spirit Radio in November with another episode of this show. Do me a favor, let your friends know about the program. Let them know about Holy Spirit Radio. Let them know that we are here in the Philadelphia area proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ over the airwaves. We want to give you hope. We want to inspire you. We want you to remember that you are not alone. So many times we think we're alone. You're never alone. The Lord is with you. And as long as you keep following the truth of Jesus Christ, you're going to be in great shape. My job and everybody's job at this station is to help you remember that and to guide you along the way. Let me tell you something. You are very special. You mean so much to me. Thank you for tuning in. May God bless you. I'm going to be praying for you. And God willing, we'll see you next time.